The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Business Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericabusiness.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning. Welcome to Magna Investing with Jordan Kimmel, the show that will take you through the ever-changing world of investing for a profit. Now, here's the host of Magna Investing, Jordan Kimmel.
And good morning. Welcome back to Magna Investing with me, your host, Jordan Kimmel. And we have a good friend, a great guest on. He's joined us before. He's one of the premium content writers. He does a couple newsletters for Forbes. And that's John Dovitz, and he's going to talk about a couple of his different newsletters that he supplies. And that reminds me, folks, about, you know, what we're doing over at InvestView. I always like to take the first segment to talk about what I see in Magnet, what's going on now in InvestView as well. And, you know, the beautiful thing about this show is I've always talked about not promoting what I do, not suggesting that you follow the Magnet stock selection process or my methodologies. The key is educating investors so that they could become better investors, take control over their own life. And over at InvestView, we write several different newsletters as well. Long before I got there, the fact is their track record is fairly amazing. It's very impressive. And the style is completely different from what I do. They actually have an income, and then large cap, and they do a lot of options, which I do not do. But, you know, I know a lot of the public loves options, is successful in it. I never personally was successful with options, so I stick to my core, which is Magnet. But I also want to tell you, on this show, we kind of keep things on a high level. It's about education. The webinars that I do right now for InvestView dig a little bit deeper. And, in fact, tonight I'm going to be having an invitation-only webinar going through positions that I have in the InvestView Magnet Fund, both long and short, and talking about how to actually manage your portfolio for maximum gains. And I think for the folks out there listening to the show, if you want to start getting involved in our webinars, we keep them kind of small so people could ask questions. It's invitation only. And all you need to do is either give a call over to our office in Red Bank, New Jersey at 732-380-7271 if you want to get invited tonight. Of course, you email me at jkimmel@investview.com and get on future lists for invites for other webinars. And I also want to point out, you know, I supplied a article over to equities.com today. And Equities is a good friend of ours. We've had David Bernard on our show before. I've been writing lots of articles for them lately. It's over at equities.com, very simple. But I titled this one something like, what was it? How to prepare, what to do, and how to be prepared for the expected, and I say expected, correction that I feel is coming. And, you know, I've probably been more bullish than most investors throughout the years. I've always said if you could just focus your portfolio on the absolute best companies in America and the world, this whole idea of the lost decade, folks, we didn't have a lost decade in the 2000s. You know, some others may have. But I do feel something coming. I'm talking about specifically how to handle it. And you should look over there, over at equities.com. And, you know, they even have archived videos, maybe as many as 50 videos I've done, helping you to see how I set up charts based around, again, not the stocks going up the most, not the ones trading the most volume, but the ones that rank at highest or lowest on Magnet stock selection process, because we short, we'd love to short stocks that are overvalued, already starting to decline and already on the way down, overvalued with insiders selling. So it's not a matter of rose-colored glasses and the long-only approach. In fact, you know, long-time listeners and folks familiar with me over throughout the years remember the Forbes article from years ago where they called me Kimmel the Unterrible. And I basically was saying in the article, most stocks are overvalued. Most stocks don't grow fast enough. I am clearly not all about just being fully invested in the broad indexes. I think for many people, that's actually a good solution. In fact, in my last book, The Magnet Method of Investing, you know, one of the things I said for many investors or for many individuals, low-cost index funds are just fine. And really, there's nothing wrong with an average stock market return, especially when you're comparing it versus 1% available in the bank or long-term rates available in the bond market. But if you want something different than average, if you want to try to do better than average, obviously you can't just buy index funds. And I'm a believer, and this is what my whole theory has been about since I've been investing as a young kid, is that through quantitative analysis, you can figure out the tips of the bell curve. If you understand what makes a great company, it's a combination of increasing revenues and profit margins and low debt and high insider ownership and accumulation by funds and a whole series of things. In fact, I used 19 different variables. And, you know, when I spoke at a conference just last month, I guess, 2 weeks ago out in L.A., someone called me the Moneyball of the stock market. And that's not a bad analysis. It's not a bad analogy. You know, trying to figure out what makes a great ball player and then make sure you don't pay too much for your team. And, you know, this is what they made famous with the Oakland A's years ago and Billy Beane and Michael Lewis wrote that great book, Moneyball. What we're doing is we're simply saying, not all stocks are equal. Not all companies are equal. Not all management teams are equal. And so if you could literally identify in each sector the companies that are able to have the highest profit margins and increasing cash flow, all those kind of things, folks, I don't think the stock market is gambling at that point. I think having a partial ownership of a company that's executing beautifully and then having the liquidity and the discipline to simply say, the company's not executing well right now, I'm going to switch to another company, maybe even in another industry, with the click of one button, well, that's what drives me thinking. That's how I think you accumulate wealth. And the whole idea behind this show for many, many years and what goes on right now at InvestView is the concept that if people educate themselves and are not afraid of the stock market and don't think of the stock market as a gamble, and I've even heard people say to me, well, Jordan, I don't have play money. I don't have money to play with. And you know what? I don't play with money in the stock market myself. It's very serious. We're talking about individuals' hard-earned, after-tax sweat money, money that could go into college education, into retirement, into vacation money, or just having enough assets to be able to give away money to your community, to causes that are important to you. You know, there's an old expression that I've always loved, that there's not a single hospital wing anywhere in the world that's been donated through coupons from clipping bonds. Clipping coupons from bonds is for the absolute fallback money, the scared money, the money that's just in case money, But if you really want to actually accumulate wealth and not be subject to the hazards and really brutal inflation that we will always face in our lifetimes, you have to own something. And whether that's growth stocks or whether that's income stocks, which John Dobbs will talk about a little bit later, just, you know, coming up after the break, lots of money can be made by investing in companies that not only pay nice dividends, but increase their dividends over the years. So many, many, many years ago when I first got in the business, I was down on Wall Street, and I was selling muni bonds to high net worth investors. They never missed their coupons. They never lost the money. But the reality is that money never kept up with inflation. And so while we hear about 1% inflation, try going to a ball game, folks. Try paying for college. Try doing anything. And you tell me whether or not you see higher prices today than you did 5, 10, 15, and, of course, 20 years ago. Now, if we're talking about buying DRAM memory chips, the price has actually gone down. But you can't eat memory chips and you can't live in a memory chip, and basically everything else goes up in price faster than reported inflation rates. So the key is, I've said, whether you're going to own income-producing real estate, if you want to own commodities, if you want to own income-producing stocks or companies that simply go up in price because of retained earnings and acquisitions they make over the years. Folks, I think it's the simple way to accumulate wealth, but the key is empowering yourself so that you can feel comfortable in the market. And, you know, what I'll talk about, I have some things for the last segment. I want to give two full segments to my friend John over at Forbes. But clearly, if you have the ability to control your emotions, to think long-term, to act strategically and tactically over the short term, that's really the way to accumulate wealth. And, you know, I'm very proud of the group over at InvestView. By the way, we made a huge announcement. If you go on to INVU, a very dear friend, a great colleague has just joined the firm. It's going to help transform it. This is, of course, not a recommendation to buy InvestView as a public company. It is a thinly traded stock. It's a company that I came to join as they build out going from a newsletter and stock training education company into a full-blown asset management company. So we're doing some great things at InvestView. We'll bring on more people from InvestView over the time. But as we've always done on this show, we remain objective. We bring on thinkers and leaders from other companies that have different styles of investing, different ways of thinking. And if you could study different styles and different strategies and then learn more about yourself and what makes you comfortable, that's the way to empower yourself as an individual investor. So let's take a real quick break here. We're going to bring on John Dobitz. And John is a friend of mine I met years ago over at Forbes. He's writing some very important newsletters for them right now. And let's take a real quick break. We'll be right back with John right after this quick break.
Stocks, bonds, investment opportunities, financial news, and talk. We can help. Call us now toll-free, 866-472-5790. 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
Listen.
Listen for Trust Across America every week on the Voice America Variety Channel. Tune in as host Jordan Kimmel is joined by national experts in the fields of accounting, finance, organizational behavior, and sustainability, as well as companies that are applying strategies that are enabling them to be recognized as doing the right thing by the American Trust Awards. Your host, Jordan Kimmel, is himself a trusted professional with years of experience in applying strategies and consulting with today's leading firms. Trust Across America is heard Wednesdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, on Voice America Variety.
If the financial markets interest you, if you want to potentially earn a higher return, if you're not satisfied with your investment returns, or if you're only making 1% on your investments sitting in the bank, do you see the stock market hitting record highs but feel you have no one to trust? Voice America's own Jordan Kimmel, the host of Magnet Investing for over 7 years, is applying his strategies of Magnet Investing and is managing individual accounts. Jordan Kimmel has joined InvestView, the Red Bank, New Jersey investment education and asset management firm, and his team can help you. Contact Jordan and the team at InvestView at 732-380-7271 or by email at jkimmel@investview.com. If you would like a complimentary portfolio review or to speak to a representative, call us. Past performance of investments are not indicative of future results. Investing is inherently risky. All recommendations should be researched by the investor. Call InvestView at 732-380-7271. That's 732-380-7271. Wealth Generators empowers your personal freedom with a simple, repeatable program for success. Our stock market experts bring extensive experience and deliver it directly to our members so they can invest for themselves. Now, for a limited time, the Financial You listeners can try the Wealth Generators program risk-free for 30 days for only $1. That's right, just $1. You will have access to our three weekly trade strategies for a full 30 days. After the trial ends, our products are covered by our triple your money back guarantee. If you trade our strategies for 6 months and lose money, we will pay you three times your subscription fee back. That's how confident we are in the Wealth Generators program. In addition, you can earn by referring others to the program. If you tell a friend and they join, you get paid. Not once, but each and every month they remain active. Trade like the experts, build residual income, and take the first step in generating wealth. Enroll now at WGOffer.com. When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
You're logged on to Magnet Investing with Jordan Kimmel. If you would like to call in with a question or comment for Jordan or his guests, dial toll-free at 866-472-5790. Once again, that number is 866-472-5790. Let's get back to another segment of Magnet Investing. Here's Jordan Kimmel.
And welcome back to Magnet Investing. And one of the pleasures and benefits I have of being in the business is getting to meet other really smart, well-informed professionals. And it's really a pleasure to bring on an old friend now and someone I met over 10 years ago at Forbes. It's John Dobitz, and John writes a couple of newsletters for them, but is a senior guy over at Forbes. And no further ado, let me bring John on. Thank you for joining me today.
Hey, Jordan. Good to be on your show.
All right. Well, first, before we get into the newsletters, you write a couple specific ideas within them. John, you play a pretty big role over at Forbes. Maybe you want to talk a little bit about your history with them, what you're doing, maybe even some of the other product offerings, because it's pretty diverse.
Then we'll jump right into your specific newsletters. Geez, my involvement is long-term in these years. It's been now 13 years, 2001. But the magazine has been around since 1917, and in the mid-40s, it started out selling a couple of newsletters because the wartime economy and the recession after the Second World War was pretty big, and the advertising dollars weren't flowing in, so it needed alternate revenue sources, and one of those was the newsletter business. And the Forbes Special Situation Survey, which is still in print today, has been around now for, 80 years, close to 80 years, 75 years. And you got Forbes Investor. I met Jim Michaels, who was the editor of Forbes. He was doing other projects. Matt Schifrin, the guy who runs the investing channel now at Forbes, my boss. I met this monumental figure, and it was really cool to meet Jim Michaels, who taught people how to write. He'd pass around this little thing from George Orwell. You can Google it, put George Orwell on good writing. And it just keeps, keep it simple, keep it to the facts. And so the newsletter business we got into by selling the Prudent Speculator, which is another great value type of letter, in the late 90s, early 2000s. And then we became a hub for other letters that we partner with people, like the Chartist, Dan Sullivan. We've got Jim Oberweis in there. Richard Lehman, who's been with Forbes as a columnist, too, for years. We sell, right now, 34 different newsletters on this site. We publish about four of them ourselves, and I do two of them. We have Forbes Investor, and we have a Special Situation Survey, which Tae-Sik Yoon puts together. Those are monthly value type quantitative letters. Tae is really a smart guy. And I do the Forbes Dividend Investor, and also another one that is involved with generating income in pursuit of total return called the Forbes Premium Income Report, in which we sell covered calls and sell put options for income generation. Sometimes you end up with the stocks at the end of the period, and I lean towards dividend stocks there also. So we've got these 34 letters. I do two of them. I do the dividend. I send out a fresh pick every Monday and every Wednesday. It's good to buy at that point. Then I send out a roundup of the top 25, which I rank by the model that I created to choose them in the first place. And those 25 every Friday I send out are good to buy for the dividend letter. And for the premium income report, it's every Tuesday and Thursday. I've got one coming out today. In each one I put in three picks, either put selling or a buy right. You buy the stock and sell the call option on it.
Sure.
And conservative, aggressive, and speculative are the categories I use. Those kind of denote what the risk is in the underlying stock. The conservatives will always be a dividend-paying company, long-term history, and all that. Aggressive will be more maybe the growth stories, but they're really companies that do have profits and good-looking fundamentals. And the speculative are the biotechs and the companies driven social media types, driven more by hype and hope than they are real, finances. But they give you a lot of action. What our goal is to generate profits of maybe, 4%, 3%, but over a month or a two-month period. But then that cash comes back, and you've got to put it to work again. So if you can do that, 3%, let's say, in a 60-day period, 2 months, you can do it six times a year, you're talking about 18% annualized. 18% is okay. What we're shooting for is the 20 to 50% annualized. And sometimes, like I said, you get stuck with the stock, so you better be comfortable getting stuck with that stock. And if you do and you're down on it in basis, the worst that you can, what you have to do is start selling calls against it again. Eventually, you get back to zero and start making money again on it. We've had over the first through the July expirations, because I recommend selling the options that expired the third Friday of every month. For the first, we started in March and through the July expirations, 55 of the 60 trades ended up making money off the bat, and of the five that didn't, we still own the stocks, and so the story is not closed quite yet.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. It's a lot of fun, And I get people writing me saying, hey, it's fun to own dividend stocks and all that, but if I'm making 3% a month with these options, why would I want to do that? And I didn't have a good answer for it. It's, if you're doing... This one guy actually bought a call when I told him to sell it. The stock went up in price. He made $4,000, and he had a three-day beer pong game.
This is sometimes the kind of better money to be lucky than smart, right?
But I'll tell you, Jordan, in a bull market, though, you will have underperformance, because what you're doing is you're selling away upside gain in return for that premium that you get in your pocket today. So, like, Intel is at 33, I sell a 34 call, but the stock goes to 38, because of something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get that anything above 34, because I got paid, $1.25 or something,
John, let's talk about that for a second, because you know what you did really helpful in the very beginning is you shared several different styles, and the style for income investing is not the goal for it, make as much as you can, but when we both know that they're paying less than 1% in the bank, Oh, yeah. And some people just aren't that comfortable owning growth stocks. Well, any income strategy that helps you to get anywhere even close to double-digit returns or higher than that is actually a home run in this era.
If you've got anything in your portfolio except for mutual funds, you can't do this with. ETFs you can do this with. You know, you want to stick to the large liquid ones, but you can do it with ETFs, and you can do it with any individual stock that has options that trade on it. And obviously, you know, you want to see bid-ask spreads that are narrow and stuff like mm-hmm. that indicate the market's liquid, that you can unload it if you need to. And right. By the way, just the discipline I recommend for this is to use a 20% trailing stop loss on the short option. In other words, if you sell an option for 80 cents, you want to close that out if it gets up to a dollar, because you're shorted. And the theory there is, just if it doesn't start going right at the beginning, just forget about it, cut it loose. The options people that I've respected over the years, Bernie Schaefer and of course Larry McMillan, they've always said, you know, cut your losers short and let your winners ride. And that's, you know, if you can stick to doing that, you're doing well. But
right.
You know, 10% on stocks, 20% on the options. In other words,
here's what I want to do. I want to actually, after we take a break in a minute or so, we'll actually go through your newsletters and a couple mm-hmm. specific ideas. And
I'll give you some examples of what I'm talking about, yeah.
Exactly. And the key is, you know, many people, when they hear the word options, they immediately hear risk or think risk. But
yeah.
option writing and income generation off options is actually a fairly conservative model. But what I'd love you to do before we take a break, maybe people want to go on the net and look at some things while we're talking the second segment.
Yeah. The best, easiest way to go find the newsletter is just to put in Google Forbes Premium Income Report, and it'll take you right to the latest stories. You can do a trial, I believe, because most of it is behind the paywall, and you have to be a subscriber to see it.
Okay.
And if they write to you, they write to me, I can, you know, give them, I can send them a couple of examples. I sent you a couple of examples,
yep.
Jordan. So,
terrific.
Yeah,
yep. That's really the key. And again, some of this, you know, for the people listening and, you know, if they're using option strategies, the key is not only is the strategy important, but coupling it with the right idea and timing it is critical. You'll kind of talk a little bit about that maybe after the break.
And choosing the right stocks that you wouldn't mind being stuck with, because that's what can happen. That's the ultimate, like, bad thing that can happen is you get stuck with a stock. Well, is it a stock that you can live with? And if it is, you know, then doing these strategies are just ways to generate that additional income. And really, it doesn't add to the risk. It just, in fact, it takes away from the risk because you're putting money in your pocket. And the risks are the same as owning the stock outright. And, you know, so far it's been a great strategy, and nobody's written me telling me I'm a jerk.
Right. And you know what's neat, too? The way you break it down from conservative to speculative, so people kind of know what pool they're really jumping into to begin with. And, you know, what we talk about all the time, John, is suitability, knowing what
yeah.
you're doing ahead of time, kind of creating that plan. So I think you're covering really all of those bases. So, again, let's take a real quick break here right now, and then we'll dig into a couple of ideas and what strikes you about them and why they kind of jump out on the page and make
right,
them
yeah.
actionable. So we're with John Dobitz, and he's over at Forbes, and you can find him at Forbes.com. And just like he said, Google it. One more time, John, where are they going to
yeah,
Google
Forbes,
it best?
You can do Forbes Dividend Investor, of course. Forbes Dividend Investor. Google that. You'll get right to our page. And Google Forbes Premium Income Report.
Great. And we'll look at both of those. We'll look at some specific ideas. Let's take a real quick break, John. We'll be right back after this.
All right.
The market's up or down, or if you're looking to improve your portfolio, our experts are ready to talk to you. Call now, toll free, 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
Listen for Trust Across America every week on the Voice America Variety Channel. Tune in as host Jordan Kimmel is joined by national experts in the fields of accounting, finance, organizational behavior, and sustainability, as well as companies that are applying strategies that are enabling them to be recognized as doing the right thing by the American Trust Awards. Your host, Jordan Kimmel, is himself a trusted professional with years of experience in applying strategies and consulting with today's leading firms. Trust Across America is heard Wednesdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, on Voice America Variety.
Wealth Generators empowers your personal freedom with a simple, repeatable program for success. Our stock market experts bring extensive experience and deliver it directly to our members so they can invest for themselves. Now, for a limited time, the Financial You listeners can try the Wealth Generators program risk-free for 30 days for only $1. That's right, just $1. You will have access to our three weekly trade strategies for a full 30 days. After the trial ends, our products are covered by our Triple Your Money Back Guarantee. If you trade our strategies for 6 months and lose money, we will pay you three times your subscription fee back. That's how confident we are in the Wealth Generators program. In addition, you can earn by referring others to the program. If you tell a friend and they join, you get paid. Not once, but each and every month they remain active. Trade like the experts, build residual income, and take the first step in generating wealth. Enroll now at WGOffer.com.
If the stock market interests you and you would like to learn how to trade and potentially improve your returns, InvestView offers the best way to learn how to trade stocks and options. Not a member yet? Learn three market-beating strategies revealed by top traders. You can get a free stock evaluation and free market-crushing insights delivered to your inbox. Our team has over 100 years of combined experience in the markets. Visit InvestView.com or call directly at 877-795-8477. That's 877-795-8479.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
You're logged on to Magna Investing with Jordan Kimmel. If you would like to call in with a question or comment for Jordan or his guest, dial toll-free at 866-472-5790. Once again, that number is 866-472-5790. Let's get back to another segment of Magna Investing. Here's Jordan Kimmel.
Okay, welcome back again to Magna Investing with Trump, talking with John Dobitz over at Forbes, and he writes a couple of their important newsletters focusing on income. And John, let me just start the conversation here by saying, you know, a lot of people will say things like, I don't have money to play with, and I don't have money to, you know, that kind of silly talk about the stock market. You're doing a tremendous amount of fundamentals even before you go ahead and start generating income. And I'm looking at one of your ideas. I like that little simple sentence saying, I focus on income as a major component of total return. Why don't we now, we have some time now to go over like how you'll screen for a specific idea, what kind of thought goes into both the idea and to timing. So take it away.
Timing is key because you get, you know, you can get a nice yield in a stock, but then you can wait a couple of days. If it gets cheaper in price, you get even better yield. So I'll tell you about technicals in a second. But so here's how I approach income investing, and it's not through fixed income. I'm talking about equity income. And the two ways you get income from equities are dividends, obviously, or doing what I'm talking about with the options, selling call options on stocks that you already own. When you do that, you sell for a price the right to some other guy to take the appreciation above a certain price, the strike price of that option, before a certain point in time, the expiration date. And what I like to do there is, well, the screening process overall for dividend stocks, because that's the first type of income.
Mm-hmm.
Benjamin Graham was the smartest person, perhaps, you know, who focused on finance as a discipline and study. And he was the guy who taught Warren Buffett at Columbia University in the 1950s how to invest, and actually went in business with Buffett for a while in the 50s. But His style, Benjamin Graham, was value investing, and value means looking at what a company sells for as a multiple of different things like earnings, cash flow, book value, which is the value of your assets minus your debt. Sales, obviously, is a big one, too. And if you see a company that has a somewhat reliable, you believe the numbers, if you see stability over time, and that the company's valuation today is cheaper than it was, you know, over the past 5-10 years, it's worth looking into further, and probably cheap. And especially in this market, you know, if something's got that kind of a valuation, it's cheap. Is it cheap for a reason? Well, then you look a little deeper. Is cash flow equal to or greater than reported profits? You don't want to see a company that's producing negative operating cash flow. So my screen, I exclude companies that have negative operating cash flow for the trailing 12-month period. And then I run it through a seven-factor model, looking at the discounts to the five-year average of the price-to-book value and price-to-sales and price-to-earnings ratios. I look for positive revenue growth. I score that in the model. That is from last year to this year, the analyst projection. I look for dividend payout ratio, lower the better. That is the dividends paid divided by earnings per share. And you want to see, it varies by industry, but, utilities will have a high one, but you'll see about 30% is a very sustainable payout ratio. And you also want to compute what that company generated in cash per share and look at that compared to the dividend, and it should be about the same.
Mm-hmm.
And then a couple other things, price-to-earnings growth, but the published price-to-earnings growth ratios are not always accurate because they rely on five-year growth projections,
yep.
Which are, you know, marvelous to try to do, but really hard to pull off accurately. So you have to approximate that. Basically, with the price-to-earnings growth, which is another Benjamin Graham innovation, you take the P.E. ratio, this year's earnings, or the trailing 12-month earnings divided by the price per share, and you get the P.E. I'm sorry, the price of the stock divided by the earnings. You get that. You compare it to the five-year average. You know, is it less or more? And I'm sorry, that you may have to edit that out.
That's okay. No, listen, what
you're doing, ratio you're
talking
by the
about,
growth rate.
Listen, here's the key. Really looking at fundamentals first to find healthy companies that you really wouldn't mind owning over the long term. And that's really the key, using this whole set of fundamentals.
And the idea is you don't ever have to sell it. You know, if you buy a company that's cheap and you were correct in your assessment and it goes up in value, you know, you've got, and they keep on paying a dividend that's equal to or greater than what they were paying, you've got a great situation on your hands because what you bought is you've locked in a yield of, you know, when they jack up the dividends in the future, you know,
price
is 4% now, but it'll be 8% down the road.
100%. I love this style. And then, so now what you're saying is you're going to find these companies at levels where you think that, you know, maybe they're good value, so now you can go in and write the option, right?
Right. So for the dividend investor, I just recommend the long stock positions and then a trailing 10% stop loss on everything that you buy so that you don't get into bigger trouble down the road. But with the options thing, yeah, the conservative picks, let's say, you know, it would be the same kinds of stocks you'd find in the dividend letter, stocks that, you know, I absolutely wouldn't mind picking up and owning for a long time. And then... Based on earnings releases and things like that, you get volatility in the stock price. And higher volatility shows up as a number in these options prices. The higher the volatility, the higher people will pay the price to get a hold of an option that lets them do something, whether it's to sell the stock at a certain price. If it goes down, that's a put, or to buy a stock at a certain price, that's a call. And so you might get a stock that's had a nice run. You like it on the chart. I like to use, you know, a variety of indicators. You know, there's one called the Stochastics RSI.
Mm-hmm.
Shows nice turning points. And there's one called the ATR, the Average True Range. That shows you when it gets high, when it shows that the stocks had very wide intraday swings. It's kind of like it's gearing up for war. It's going to move in one direction or another. You don't really know.
Mm-hmm.
I use the RSI Stochastics to find the turning point, and you can kind of guess from there. But anyway, you find a stock that's got some options premium pumped up into it because of an earnings release or something like that. You look for something that expires maybe in a month to 3 months down the road. You don't want to go too long out because then you want to calculate. You know, all those brokerage sites have it now on their options coverage. E-Trade, Fidelity tells you what the annualized return would be.
Mm-hmm.
That what that is the return you would get from selling that, whatever money you get for selling that call divided by the price you had to pay for the stock, or in the case of selling a put, the price you had to, the cash you had to put aside in case you had to act on it and buy that stock. That's what a put is. You have to buy something at a certain price if it's below that at expiration. So you want to calculate how much you got divided by how much you had to put up, and then multiply that by the appropriate number to get to 365 days. If you held it for 30 days, you know, you multiply it by 12.
Right. You're not in for the whole year. So
you're not in for the whole year. You're only doing two. It's like shooting with a rifle as opposed to sticks of dynamite. You're shot at particular targets for 2 month periods, 3 month periods, and you know what your risk is. And I tell people, if you sell that option, you don't forget that's a short sale. Really, you know, you got to cover it at some point. Or the goal is for it to expire worthless.
Right.
But the trade goes against you, and that option becomes more valuable. You might want to close it out after it runs 20% above where you sold it.
Right. So the point there, let me just jump in, because what you're saying there is you're not locked into this strategy either. As
not locked
price
in, no.
Move,
I mean,
dynamically,
but you
can change around.
You are locked in because you've got it. Let's say the stock goes up in value. That put becomes a lot more valuable. So if you want to enjoy the appreciation and buy back the stock, but buy back the call option, that'll cost you a lot, you know.
Right.
But I generally don't like to do that, because then that's getting too crafty and tricky for me. Because what can happen is the stock's up now, yeah, and then you buy back that call for a lot of money, and then the stock drops back down.
Mm.
Then you've really done yourself in two times. So, So the buy rights are when you buy the stock and then you sell the call simultaneously on it. Or, like on EMC yesterday, and Symantec, and Beazer Homes, all three of those I recommended selling puts. Puts, don't forget, oblige you to buy that stock if it closes below the strike price at expiration. In the case of EMC, I think it was like 26 or 29 bucks. It was priced just below where the stock is currently trading. So I don't mind holding EMC. They've got a dividend. So does Symantec. They've only paid it for about a year and a half, but it's gone up since they've started paying it. Beazer Homes is a speculative one, because home builders haven't made money for years outside of the tax credits they've gotten back from the government for the losses they took in 2008 to 2010. So, but Beazer looked interesting on the charts. I'm making a bet that the stock will not go below that strike price by September, 1 month away, just 1 month away on all three of those. And then we'll have that money come back to us, which goes back into action, you know, it gets redeployed.
You do it again.
You have like 100 or 150,000 bucks, or some guy's doing it with 50. You got to keep in mind, with options, you've got to deal in multiples of 100. So a $90 stock like Apple, 95 or whatever, well, it's going to cost you $9,500 to get that 100 share position, whereas,
right,
you know, a $28 EMC will only cost you $2,800. Right.
So let me suggest this. You know, we talked about a lot. It seems, you know, some of it could be confusing over the phone. I think reading your newsletters myself and how you write, John, I think people definitely can get a handle on this. It's a great way to generate some income. And then, you know, you're very clear. Some of the picks are more speculative, and people will need to stay kind of in the zone. That makes
color
them
it in red.
But we
just
bumped
to let them
up into a commercial coming. So why don't you again just remind us what you want people to Google up to find both your newsletters,
yeah,
and then really.
My name's hard to spell, but you just put in Forbes Premium Income Report or Forbes Dividend Investor. Then you'll see my picture, and it'd be like all the things that I write will come up for you.
Beautiful. And then, you know, there's several other newsletters I know you have, but I wanted to focus on your two. I think they make a lot of sense, not only in this market, but any market. People want to try to get 15%, so in a conservative way. John, listen, let me thank you for your time. I
sure
think that your experience shows very clearly, and it's really a pleasure having a professional
hey,
like you on.
You. Thank you very much, Jordan.
Alrighty, and folks, we do need to take a quick break. That was John Dobitz. Go over to Forbes.com, go and Google up exactly the two newsletters he showed you. This is the kind of strategy that makes sense for anybody who is dissatisfied with 1% in the bank. I think we could all raise our hands on that. So let's take a real quick break here. We'll be right back with more Magnet Investing right after this quick break. We'll be right back.
We're always talking business. Talk to an expert. Call now, toll free, 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
If the financial markets interest you, if you want to potentially earn a higher return, if you're not satisfied with your investment returns, or if you're only making 1% on your investments sitting in the bank, do you see the stock market hitting record highs but feel you have no one to trust? Voice America's own Jordan Kimmel, the host of Magnet Investing for over 7 years, is applying his strategies of Magnet Investing and is managing individual accounts. Jordan Kimmel has joined InvestView, the Red Bank, New Jersey Investment Education and Asset Management firm, and his team can help you. Contact Jordan and the team at InvestView at 732-380-7271 or by email at jkimmel@investview.com. If you would like a complimentary portfolio review or to speak to a representative, call us. Past performance of investments are not indicative of future results. Investing is inherently risky. All recommendations should be researched by the investor. Call InvestView at 732-380-7271. That's 732-380-7271.
Listen for Trust Across America every week on the Voice America Variety Channel. Tune in as host Jordan Kimmel is joined by national experts in the fields of accounting, finance, organizational behavior, and sustainability, as well as companies that are applying strategies that are enabling them to be recognized as doing the right thing by the American Trust Awards. Your host, Jordan Kimmel, is himself a trusted professional with years of experience in applying strategies and consulting with today's leading firms. Trust Across America is heard Wednesdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, on Voice America Variety.
Wealth Generators empowers your personal freedom with a simple, repeatable program for success. Our stock market experts bring extensive experience and deliver it directly to our members so they can invest for themselves. Now, for a limited time, the Financial You listeners can try the Wealth Generators program risk-free for 30 days for only $1. That's right, just $1. You will have access to our three weekly trade strategies for a full 30 days. After the trial ends, our products are covered by our triple your money back guarantee. If you trade our strategies for 6 months and lose money, we will pay you three times your subscription fee back. That's how confident we are in the Wealth Generators program. In addition, you can earn by referring others to the program. If you tell a friend and they join, you get paid. Not once, but each and every month they remain active. Trade like the experts, build residual income, and take the first step in generating wealth. Enroll now at WGOffer.com.
From the boardroom to you, Voice America Business Network.
You're logged on to Magnet Investing with Jordan Kimmel. If you would like to call in with a question or comment for Jordan or his guest, dial toll free at 866-472-5790. Once again, that number is 866-472-5790. Let's get back to another segment of Magnet Investing. Here's Jordan Kimmel.
And welcome back to Magnet Investing. I will tell you myself, I really enjoyed that conversation with John Dobbs over at Forbes. And you know, it reminds me, though, of a couple of things in one. And one of them is this whole push towards the more self-reliant investor. If there's one thing I talked about really as clearly as anybody, this goes back years, was the trust that was breaking down on Wall Street. And the fact is people need to invest. They're just simply not trusting the old line, large brokerage firm environment anymore. So people want to get more and more what we call at InvestView, the self-reliant investor. But I want to share something with you that's really interesting. Okay, so if you were to go to either like the 7-Minute Investor, which is one of InvestView's newsletters, and they do a whole lot of newsletters here at InvestView, their track record is kind of outstanding. I mean, absolutely outstanding. I've been brought into the company for those people who want more of their money managed and don't really find the time to. So somebody came on my webinar last week and then asked for a personal phone call and shared they've actually lost a fair amount of money using a newsletter that had absolutely fantastic published results. How can that be?
Well, the investor's telling me, well, he really didn't get to put in the orders the day they came, or he was closing certain orders on different time frames, or he was putting more money in one trade versus another, or whatever actually ended up happening. And the guy said, will you please just manage my money? And, you know, what I talk about, and I've talked about this in all my books and every time I do public speaking, is that investing in the stock market, while potentially very financially rewarding, is really difficult. And anybody that's going to say to you, buy this software program or buy my newsletter and you'll be sure to make money, I think is falsely advertising. I think it's something you have to learn over time. I talked about, I think, in my very first book, the concept that nobody ever won their first chess game. And if you play chess enough, you develop a strategy, maybe you're too much offense or too much defense or whatever you were doing wrong, you do begin to get better and learn over time. And that's what investing is about. So maybe you go through paper trading first, or you trade small in the beginning. You develop confidence over time. But, you know, to me, investing is a lifelong pleasure. It's something I enjoy doing. I love to use my model to kind of highlight the best from the worst, and then go deeper and then dig into second and third different strategies that I'm going to use to build my portfolio. And then once you build the portfolio, managing that portfolio without emotion and really being very disciplined is something that doesn't come right away. It comes over time. So my message always is, yes, this is probably the greatest way to acquire wealth. And I don't mean pay bills. I mean put yourself in a position to literally be a donor to your most important causes. And it's not a matter of, you know, the old expression of dying with the most toys. It's about having the best reputation. And these things happen over time when you're able to think right, to give to the right causes. And if you're investing in bonds, if you're squirreling money away in the bank at 1% and 2%, so many times I'll hear people say, I can't believe the cost of this or the cost of that. Or they'll say, hey, I never lost a nickel in the stock market. Where's all my money? And the answer is, of course, it's just absolutely punishing to see charts of the value of a dollar over time and what happens to inflation. So in you know, some of the great books that are ever written, and I really try to highlight them in my book, you know, one of the goals really to investing is to maintain or increase your after-tax purchasing power. That's net of fees and net of taxes. Just simply being able, and that's Gerald Loeb, L-O-E-B, you know, the battle for stock market profits, I see that on my shelf, and the battle for investment survival, his very first one. He's simply talking about how powerful that is to maintain or increase your purchasing power over years. And that means fighting the demon of inflation, not only, you know, breaking even or making 1% or 2% in the bank. We may get back to an era where you can actually earn 5%, 7%, 8% in bank CDs conservatively. When that happens, if that happens, that will change the whole landscape of investing again. But for now, simple strategies like buying companies that increase their dividend year in and year out. We've actually had on, you know, S&P and Sam Stovall talking about dividend aristocrats. Incredibly simple solution for those people who want a hands-off approach to investing. For people who have more time, the idea of covered calls is a great strategy. It takes a little time, and again, I shared my example at the beginning of this segment. People who get very, very strong and newsletters with great track record, but still don't execute the strategies right, So I'm just sharing it. It's not easy. But what else is out there that's easy, that's rewarding anyway? You know, I've always said hard work pays off. The stock market itself is sometimes very frustrating. People get very deeply emotionally involved. So again, go to the equities.com website. I've been putting up a lot of articles on there. Just type in Jordan Kimmel. There's plenty of articles I've been sharing, and also those old videos I've done for them. Really helps you the way I'm thinking. But most of all, what this show is about is empowering you as a self-reliant investor. For those who want to accept the challenge, have your portfolio scored by Magnet if you'd like. It's complimentary to anyone that comes in from the show. Again, the phone number, we pick it up. It's not a computer ad or answering. It's 732-380-7271, or email me at jkimmel@investview.com if you want to have a conversation. What I'm really there for is to help people become better investors, and of course, if they want their portfolio managed, we have a fund that's open. We also have individual private accounts where you could see exactly what you own, exactly what I'm buying, exactly what I'm selling, and we do that via managed accounts. So what's going on in InvestView is exciting for me. We have a whole team. There's actually multiple strategies. In my own world, when I had my own company for many years, you had one and one strategy only that you could use, and that was mine. Now I'm with a team with multiple strategies. Literally, one of the first CFAs in New Jersey works with us, some brilliant folks from UBerkeley who are living out in Utah. We have a big team to help you, multiple strategies. So if there's anything we can do to help you either become a better self-reliant investors or manage your money, let us know. So I want to just kind of wrap up here. It's as beautiful a day in northern central Jersey as you could imagine. We're going to wind down to summer. I really do feel a correction coming. I'm not talking about a sky falling bear market, but get prepared. And if there's anything we can do for you, just get behind us and see how we can help you. So let me thank Michael for running the switchboard, everyone over at Voice America as we continue to build out the .tv side. Have a great week ahead. We'll see you next week right here on Magnet Investing. Have a wonderful week. We'll see you then. Bye now.
The Voice America Business Channel would like to thank you for logging on to Magnet Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Tune in each and every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern Time for another exciting hour of Magnet Investing. Right here on the bottom line of business talk, the Voice America Business Channel.